the pick here. Lob for Pizzazz.
I forgot about the Stacey King call, little Boozy Vert. That was CHSN. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And the reason we bring up Modest Bouzelis is because of the Bulls Summer League that is going on. Bulls played last night. That was a game that was, well, it was really the last afternoon. Wouldn't you say, Marshall? I feel like that was more of the time frame. And the Bulls have what we think is one game left in Summer League play. So as Summer League continues, Modest's days are done. But that doesn't mean that we didn't get to hear more from him when it came to what gets done at Summer League. It's a place where guys like Chuck Swirsky, for example, or a Bulls radio announcer goes to have a lot of discussion when it comes to just learning what's going on with the league, what's happening when it comes to teams making moves potentially, where they see their direction is. Even though guys like Billy Donovan aren't coaching, they go out there to talk and just, I think, take the temperature of what's happening. It's almost become like a big convention when you consider what goes on at Bulls Summer League and in Las Vegas.
It's a party. Let's start with that. And when I say it's a party, I don't just mean for fans to go see their latest draft pick and do what they do, but the players themselves show up who are not playing in Summer League, who are not participating. They show up to support their next wave of players who most of them will not be on the team the following season, right? A lot of G League guys, a lot of fringe guys.
Post-college guys.
Yeah, post-college, trying to put together tape. And that's the thing. It's an opportunity for guys who don't necessarily have a future to open some eyes and to get on radars of all these front offices who are out there. It's like a big convention, and it's good that Modest was out there. I wish he played a little bit more. I know the reality of what it is. And he looked great in a couple of games. He had a game-high 28 in the one game that he played. And looking back at last season, it was just interesting to watch his development really go up.
Especially at his age, right?
Right. I think that's one of the things is understanding just how young he is. He's 20 years old now, so he was 19 last year at this time. And he had played for a season in the G League against other guys who kind of fit this summer league mold, if you will. And I thought that was valuable for him. But then he takes another step in his rookie season with the Bulls and understands, oh, this is different. This is another level. This is a grown man's league. These are the best athletes in the world playing this sport in the toughest league in the world and on a team in which he didn't necessarily find his footing early.
Right. So the Bulls, which, by the way, beat the Bucks 102-96. We probably don't get to say that phrase as often as we'd like. The Bulls beat the Bucks. The Bulls summer league team beat the Bucks summer league team. And Javon Freeman Liberty, familiar face, of course, DePaul guy, 23 points in that game. But going back to Modest's development, what we saw was, I think, what the Bulls think their prototypical player development arc should look like. Draft a guy who is considered a steal now in the NBA draft at a G League Ignite. He obviously has ties here. He has the Hinsdale connection here from when he played before the G League. And then also is somebody who I think Arturis Karnišovas and the Bulls front office saw real potential in. He gets developed. Slowly he starts making his way, especially I would say after the All-Star break. It was trying to find minutes for him. Then it was trying to see if he was going to play in meaningful minutes. Then it was going to see if he was going to be on the court in the final minutes of the game. Then it was starting, folding all of that in. And by the end of the season, we knew that was somebody everybody wanted to build around. How much do they take that and then use it to then be a template for their future picks, like Noah Essanay at number 12 overall this year? Well, Modest Bouzelis, I think we should start with Casey Johnson first. Casey Johnson, the noted Bulls reporter on CHSN, sat down with Modest and talked about where Modest thinks he is in his development.
What's your ceiling?
What's my ceiling? I don't know. I think I could be the best. I mean, that's just how I think. I always think I could be the best. So I never put a limit on anything for me. That's just how I was raised. So I think I could be the best player ever. That's just how I think. And if you don't think like that, I mean, it's not the sport for you.
Give it to him, Modest. Let him know what you really think. And here's something, because you talked a little bit about it, but I want to give you the numbers to back up what he's talking about. This is a guy that before the All-Star break last year was getting 14.8 minutes per game, and he wasn't doing much of anything, averaging 6.4 points, 2.8 rebounds. And here's the numbers that I really look at, Layla.
He was sliding in.
The offensive rating and the defensive rating pre-All-Star break. He had an offensive rating of 101 and a defensive rating of 117. That's per 100 possessions. What are you giving up and what are you putting in? 101, 117, that is a stark deficit. Post-All-Star break, that offensive rating bumps up from 101 to 109. Mm-hmm. The defensive rating falls from 117 to 113. Now you're getting closer. So you can look analytically at the numbers while he's averaging now, instead of 6.4 points per game in 14.8 minutes a contest, 13 points a game in 26.8 minutes per contest. And there's good news here too. While the field goal percentage went up from 441 pre-All-Star break to 467 post-All-Star break, the three-point percentage stayed the exact same, 36.1%. And that's something, it's above the league average. You can live with that. And his free throw percentage went from 79.6% to 83.3%. He just has all the tools. It's just more about getting bigger, stronger, more fearless with the basketball in his hands. And you can see all the stuff that can make this kid special one day.
Yeah, I hate to say the term downhill player because I wanted that out of Patrick Williams as well. Just a guy who knows his space and can take it to the hole also. If he can do both of those things and his 3-point stays the same, you're talking about a complete NBA talent. That's the biggest thing. Defensively, of course, that's an area of improvement. But when it comes to the offensive side of it, that is what I want to see. Use his height, use his body in a way where he's able to. I think while he's still on the thinner side, even though I know he's put on muscle, be able to use that body to move how you need to, agility to go through the lane. SGA is the best guy at finding space in the lane. I'm not saying you have to be that person, but if you want to watch tape of the best or compare yourself to the best, it's not bad to watch the guys who know how to do it.
If you're a Bulls fan and you watched a great deal of Modest Bozelles, the key play that you should be looking at, and it's not going to be like this depending on who's guarding him, but when he put the move on Luka Doncic baseline and then went up strong for the dunk, I think he could do that more consistently with more work on his strength and his skill, because the quickness is there. The ball skills are there, but you got to be strong with the basketball. And you mentioned downhill player. More of that, now you're getting to the free throw line.
Right.
And we know he can hit free throws. It opens up so many possibilities as to what he can do.
It does. And when you work on your body in that way, that can also kind of help you define your game, but it will also help with what I think is the gold standard of offensive measurement now in the NBA, and it is that offensive efficiency stat. Your Warriors, of course, were a big reason why. But when you can make the free throws, you can shoot threes, and you can be a downhill player, that's what I talk about offensively when I mean complete talent. He also discussed his maturity and his growth just as an individual, not just as a player. And that's where our friend Chuck Swirsky comes in. Chuck sat down with Modest and talked to him about that struggle, or maybe that arc of going from not getting a lot of playing time in his rookie season to start with to who he is now.
Modest, what did you learn about yourself on the court, off the court a year ago?
I learned a lot. I learned that you have to always communicate with your peers. Don't stay in the dark after bad games. Still be communicating with everybody. Don't shut anybody out. Talking to somebody is very important. And you know, it was a dark time for me in the beginning of the season, not playing, and I had to communicate with my mental health coach, and my mom, my dad, family, just not shutting them out. So for me, it was learning how to get back on track even after bad days. And I've been doing that for a while now, but at this level, you have to be always engaged, and that's what I try to figure out this year.
Really profound discussion from Modest Bozelles there. And I want to pause really quick and give that the appropriate amount of time because we do have a little bit of breaking news. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is a preview of our next segment. The Bears and second round pick, according to Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, Shamar Turner, have agreed to terms on his four-year rookie contract. That is according to a source as the logjam slowly begins to open up. Those were Ian Rappaport's words, and that is because we had the overwhelming majority of second-round picks in the NFL not signed yet. So that is a preview of what we're going to talk about in our next segment. Going back to what Modest Buzelis had to say, which I think is not something you hear out of players every day at all, and then for him to, at 20 years old, be able to talk about getting through what he said was a dark time and learning how to get better after his bad days. To be able to even admit that to a guy like Chuck, an interviewer, I think is incredibly commendable, but also shows the growth that he has achieved emotionally and mentally last year to now, to be able to say, I was in this place and now I feel better.
For him specifically, Layla, to understand, even though he is, quote unquote, at home, you know, getting drafted by his hometown team, to go first with the G League Ignite and then come back and have the rookie season be what it was early on and to bounce back in the way he did in the second half tells you a little bit about this young man's resolve. I mean, Billy Donovan was very clear. Well, if you can't play good enough defense, you just won't be getting on the floor with the minutes. And that's on a team that's not been good defensively for a long time, right? When you're talking about the Bulls in general. But I think his ability to bounce back the way he did in the second half of the season, to be second, I know it's just all rookie, but second team all rookie in a what people will tell you, I think years from now, was not the greatest of rookie classes. Now he has an opportunity to take that next step in year two. And my question is, Layla, how good can he be in year two? Because I'm here to tell you, knowing we know about the Bulls roster, speaking of log jams and how it's just kind of set up to be what it is, you have to start looking for X factors, guys who can go well above what they did last year. And I think Modest is at the top of that list in terms of growth potential year over year.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the age of the other players involved. And I feel like they have made their next steps. Coby White has made his next step. You know who he is now. You know what the improved Coby White looks like. Ayo Dosunmu, healthy, if he's healthy. I feel the same way. You know, you know who he is and what he's bringing to the table and his improvement that we saw the last season and a half. So I think they're more defined with their product, but you can say that the person who has the greatest potential for the most improvement is without a doubt Modest for the reasons you just mentioned. Free throw shooting, if I, you know, hopefully see more out of the downhill game, him just going right to the bucket, and then also keeping that 3-point where it is, I think you're looking at somebody who will make a difference on a team. Record-wise, though, knowing what we know about the Bulls, say everybody's the same. And, you know, you've got Isaac Okoro in the mix now to at least help out with defense. Do you think that's enough to help them go from, say, a play-in to a playoff?
Yes, because play-in to playoff really means maybe you still get into the play-in, but actually win your play-in game. And I think the East is jumbled enough now that we don't know exactly what's going to be going on. We don't know how bad the teams are that have suffered all these changes and how good the teams are that have suffered all these changes.
So compare the last segment with the Cubs trying to define themselves as the goal is a 90-win team to the Bulls, who are still very much in the win the play-in in the Eastern Conference type of attitude.
Look, if Modest is, you know, out here averaging 20 points a game and doing big things, they could be a 6 seed. There's no reason why that couldn't happen. Billy Donovan had this team playing well. It's just they had limits. And the limits, the ceiling, doesn't look like it got that much higher because you didn't do it enough to change the roster.
I think also sometimes we forget about all the games the Bulls won early in the season to initially have us saying, well, this doesn't look very tanky.
Yeah.
And Zach LaVine was a big part of that.
And they didn't look tanky at the beginning or the end, not really even in the middle. And that's the concern is the middle. That's where they always end up, the middle. And that's where you do not want to be if you're an NBA team.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Malcolm, in the middle.
So many references.